One of the biggest forces opposing the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository lost much of his power on Tuesday. When the GOP picked up several seats in the U.S. Senate, Senator Harry Reid lost his majority, which could erode his ability to block the nuclear waste dump. The federal government has spent more than $15 billion developing plans for the facility over objections from Nevada officials. President Obama will probably hold off any effort to restart Yucca Mountain, but his term expires in 2 years. So what will happen after that? Phil Klevorek is program manager for the Clark County Nuclear Waste Division, and he joins us now. Phil Klevorek, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Senate Majority Leader Reid will be out of power as of January 1st, no longer a majority leader, and Republicans fully control Congress. We know the GOP has been the party interested in reviving Yucca Mountain. Do we have any idea where Senator Mitch McConnell, who's the heir apparent as Senate Majority Leader come January, do we know where he stands on the issue?
No, but we got to keep in mind that the support for Yucca Mountain is not partisan in nature. It is bipartisan. With Senator Reid as a majority, he was able to use a lot of his power in order to prevent funding for the Yucca Mountain, and in conjunction with President Obama. The concern is that with the GOP gaining a lot of the Senate, there is a political push that would probably end up trying to fund the project itself. And given that going forward, we want to make sure that we are in a position that we're able to defend our contentions that we filed against the Yucca Mountain Repository. We got to keep in mind that even when Senator Reid wasn't majority leader several years ago, I think before 2006, he was still very successful in prohibiting Yucca Mountain moving forward at a very fast pace. So even though he may lose power in as a Senate majority leader, I think there is not that much of a power loss.
Is there any way that Nevada gains by having Senator Reid and Democrats in the minority in the Senate?
At least
on this issue?
You know, I'm not so much into the political world. I really wouldn't be able to answer that question. I don't think that there's a sway one way or another. You got to keep in mind that the state has been opposed to it since 1986, and the governors have been opposed to it since 1986. So whether it's been the Senate majority or minority leader, it's helped in the argument against Yucca, but I don't know if it's going to make a difference going forward.
Nye County Commission Nuclear Waste Liaison Dan Schinhofen supports opening Yucca Mountain to the storage of nuclear waste, and he joins us now. Dan Schinhofen, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. What would a full-functioning Yucca Mountain mean to Nye County economically?
It wouldn't just mean to Nye County. Of course, we are the host site. It would be beneficial to the whole state. Something that keeps getting lost in this is Yucca Mountain is the law. The Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1982, amended 87, is still the law. And our letter to Moniz points out that because of that, we're due payment equal to taxes, and we need to participate in the licensing process that has been started up by court order. We have 9 of 17 counties that have signed a resolution I authored 4 years ago to hear the science so we can make an informed decision. For years, the state's contention is it's not safe. And Harry Reid's contention is it's not safe. Well, we just had the SER number 3 released that shows it's safe. And all we have called for years is let the science speak. Let's have the science speak, and then let's talk mitigation instead of what the state has been doing for years is sticking its fingers in their ear and saying no, no, no. We should, let's follow the science. That's really all that we have been saying all along.
Now, at the same time, one of the interested parties kind of watching this entire debate and over this entire subject has been the tourism industry in Las Vegas and then elsewhere in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Would the amount of jobs created by the opening of Yucca Mountain offset the potential loss of revenue from any tourists who may be scared away?
Absolutely. That's really a canard. 2,500 jobs were lost in 2010 when the funding was cut. And that was just some of the oversight and science part. Construction and operation of this would be a big boon to Southern Nevada and, of course, to Nye County. The idea that it's going to chase people away from here when they already have low-level waste being shipped through and sent to Area 5 Years ago, people used to stand on the top of hotels and watch the flashes out in the desert. So why this is going to be some kind of a death knell to tourism is amazing to me. The biggest danger you have from these canisters on trucks is if they fall off and crush your car. So you have more danger with the chlorine gas that comes through on rail cars every day through Las Vegas. And again, most of this is not going to come through Vegas. It's going to come through the northern part of the state. And that transportation study was released a year ago, too, by the NRC. So the idea that this is going to somehow kill tourism is just something that had been used by the naysayers for years. And I challenge them. Let's hear the science. Why do they keep stopping wanting to hear the science? Again, we had to go to court to get a court order to tell them that they broke the law, which is pretty obvious.
So, Phil Klevorek, is Dan Schinhofen correct in assessing safety factors?
Well, there is a lot of the general consensus out there by basically almost everybody that's involved in the high-level spent fuel arena is to continue with the licensing simply because even if Yucca Mountain is not the final to repository, that information and that study and that intelligence that will be used for further siting of another facility. We've got to keep in mind here that if every ton of spent fuel out of the reactors are moved tonight, overnight, somehow magically appears in Yucca Mountain, Yucca Mountain would be full tomorrow as it is currently designed. So this nation is in need for a second and probably even a third repository. So with everything that goes along, and we need to keep an idea of what the bigger picture is that this is a national issue. We're dealing with it on a local issue because of a transportation public safety issue. And like from McClark County, that's among our number one priorities as far as understanding what the actual issues are. But it is a truly a national issue. And transportation of spent fuel, yeah, there's no question that the casks that the spent fuel would be transported in are robust, but they have never been tested full scale. They've always been tested on some other kind of a scale. And even the Department of Energy recognizes this, and it's the Nuclear Regulatory Commission who has failed to fully scale this. And if you want to...
Dan Schinhofen, hang on just a second. I'll give you a chance to respond after Phil's done.
Yeah, and if you want... Thank you. If you want to fully make the general public understand and feel safer with an issue, you would encourage the full-scale testing of these casks, not just model them, not just take a half size and let's put them through the thing, through the rig. What we got to keep in mind is that also the cask designs, even though they're approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, are much larger than what they were originally planned for Yucca disposal and transportation. So there's a big issue that goes along with that as well.
Issue there too. Dan Schinhofen, you'd wanted to respond to Phil Klevorek.
Well, I don't totally agree with Phil. Phil and I have sat across the table from each other many times. There have been tests of the cask. There have been full-size tests of the cask. We have videos of it up here in our Prump Museum where they've run them into brick walls at 80 miles an hour, had trains hit them, set them on fire with jet fuel, and they still hold. They are still downblending or blending some of the material up in Washington going into casks, and these casks will only fit into Yucca Mountain. The other thing about it would be full overnight if it magically appeared, it would be full statutorily because the statute, the law says only so much can go in there. There's a lot more room there. But we do agree that we're going to need to look forward for a second site. But starting from scratch at this point, after $15 billion in 30 years, just doesn't make sense. We put a man on the moon in 10 years, and after 30 years, we still don't have a repository. And as far as safety, again, 9 of 15 counties are at least willing to hear the science. And I know Clark County says a lot of times, we don't want it in our backyard. Well, it comes through our bedrooms here in Nye County. It's in our front yard. And my four grandchildren are growing up here. And if I think it's not going to be safe, I would definitely fight against it. But there is a lot more support for continuing with Yucca Mountain than has been reported.
Now, Dan Shinoff, and speaking of time and such and hurrying, you didn't waste any time lobbying to restart Yucca Mountain after the release last month of a federal study. You alluded to that study. It found the site could be safe to store nuclear waste. And you wrote a letter to the Energy Department. What are you asking them to do?
I'm asking them to follow the law. And part of that is resume payments equal to taxes to Nye County and to give us funds, because statutorily we are supposed to participate in the licensing process, and they are supposed to provide those funds. So what we're looking for is the Department of Energy and the NRC to actually ask for money for Yucca Mountain, which they haven't done. You know, there's just been continuing resolutions, and Phil was absolutely correct that this is a bipartisan issue. It passed the House to fund 385 votes, but it has not gotten a clean vote on the Senate floor, and we're really hoping Mitch McConnell will do that. And in this election, too, we now have a new congressman, Crescent Hardy, who is not opposed to Yucca Mountain, but wants to follow the law and hear the science. And even Mark Amaday has said if we don't just dump it, but we use it like it's designed to as a repository and reprocess this, he would not be opposed to it. So I think the tide is changing quite a bit politically, and that we need to quit just saying no and not throw this $15 billion away and try to start something new.
Yeah,
learn what we can from this, open Yucca Mountain, and in the same time, then we can look for a second site. Or we can change the law and at least put more canisters into Yucca Mountain.
Now, Dan Shinoff, and I want to backtrack just for a moment. Just in mentioning the election of Congressman-elect Crescent Hardy, you were saying that he doesn't seem to be opposed to Yucca Mountain, which is
not necessarily opposed to it.
He's not opposed to it, but that doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as he is in favor of it.
You're going to have to talk to him. I've spoke to him quite a bit.
What has he told you?
A supporter of his.
Yeah. What has he told you about the subject?
That he thinks we should move forward.
Okay, so it would suggest that he is in favor of opening Yucca Mountain.
Yes.
I mean, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but it sounds
I'm not trying to put them in his mouth.
I understand.
He is one of the few guys who has not been afraid of political blowback, and one of the reasons I supported him. And again, this is not the big issue that some people think it is. I mean, if you were to poll people in Las Vegas, this would be way down on their radar. And I think we need to start at least following the law, and let's hear the science.
Phil Klevorek, why do you think Nye County's position on Yucca is the wrong position?
Well, you know, Nye County's position is their position. It's right or wrong. It's not my decision to make. All I'm saying is, from a Clark County standpoint, we've been continuously opposed to the and through county commission resolutions for over 20 years, opposed to the Yucca Mountain for several reasons, but along the public safety aspect and everything else. Now, Nye County, they have their reasons, and I understand them. There's no question. But if it was as safe as it is led to believe or made to believe by the Department of Energy and also the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, you would see other sites or other states stepping up and saying, hey, we're interested in doing this economic boom for our local community as well. But we're not seeing that. And with the Blue Ribbon Commission coming out almost 3 years ago looking for a consensual-based siting process, there has been a couple of sites that have come up, and I believe there are one or two of them have been in Mississippi, but nothing has moved forward on it. And so you got to think that if it was that big of an economic issue, I'm going to say public safety is trumping the economic issue for most of the rest of the country.
Do you think it would be more difficult to fight the project, knowing what we know about the incoming representatives coming into Nevada, if Crescent Hardy is not on the same page as Harry Reid or some of the other representatives in the state of Nevada? If there's not a unified front by Nevada's elected officials, does it make it harder to fight this project?
Well, it will, but you got a general public that has voted for a public official. So you know, that number is certainly greater than my influence as a single vote. But if there's a public education aspect to this, it has to go out there and you know, I'm not taking anything away from the senator I've never met, or the senator, like, I've never met him. So and I'm sure I will in the near future. But what it comes down to is that understanding the facts that are around it, and like Dan has said, Dan and I have sat across from many tables and discussions and very respectful about the whole thing, and they have their direction, we have our direction. That's not to say that the direction doesn't have a middle ground 20 or 30 years down the road, but to negotiate for benefits well in advance of any licensing decision, or which is what I generally hear from the general public, negotiating for benefits, it's improper. Those benefits cannot be negotiated until the conditions of the application or the conditions of the license are being issued. In other words, after our contentions and everybody else's contentions have been heard, then at that point, potentially the negotiation for benefits can be occurred. It cannot occur beforehand.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the future of Yucca Mountain now that Senator Harry Reid has been unseated as Senate Majority Leader. Reid is still vowing to fight against the site some 100 miles northwest of Las Vegas. Supporters of the nuclear storage facility say it will bring jobs and economic stability to rural Nye County. Opponents say it's too close to Las Vegas and are worried about an accident affecting the region's largest industry, of course, tourism. Phil Clavark, if Congress approves opening Yucca Mountain to the storage of nuclear waste, what role will the Clark County Nuclear Waste Division play in getting the site ready?
Well, as far as the actual siting of the facility, we would have no direct role of oversight on that. That is Nye County and the state.
Right, but you would help get the site ready? Helping to prepare it for storage?
I would say no. Mm-hmm. As we currently understand how things will progress, our role would certainly be in routing and the transportation and safety, safely transporting the waste through our jurisdiction.
So how safe is it to transport that waste? I mean, I think we're mainly talking about transporting it by rail at this point.
Well, we will have to go by rail. Mm-hmm. The way that the NRC has changed or are in the process of changing the cast designs to increase the designs in excess of 150 tons, it cannot be transported over the road. Which brings a massive dilemma. Obviously, there's an environmental impact statement for the Caliente Railroad, a 312-mile spur that would go from Caliente over to Yucca Mountain through the northern part of Nye County and other counties. But what it comes down to is that if that rail line doesn't go through, there has to be an intermodal facility. And if the roads and infrastructure are not have the capability of maintaining it, there's a massive issue. There's also a massive issue within the railroad itself, because the railroad itself is a privately owned operation. And for the federal government under contract to not prioritize these shipments in front of a commodity train or a hotshot train, as they refer to on the railroad, is ludicrous, because these shipments could theoretically be sitting on a siding for an hour or a week or 2 weeks at some time. And if you think back in September this past year, when we had the flooding up through the Logandale to Caliente area, the rail line is shut down because of flash flooding. That the grade of that tray or the capacity of that rail was significantly diminished. And we got to think about this from a national issue. The trains that are going on the way up to Yucca Mountain would be on the tracks, theoretically, in Boston, Denver, Dallas, anywhere across this country, and it backs up the whole system.
Dan Chinoff, and the next step beyond this is finishing the licensing process. How long do you expect that to take?
It's supposed to have been done a couple of years ago. Statutorily, they had 3 years from the time it was given to them, but we know that the DOE pulled that application illegally. So it's supposed to be done within 3 years. I need to go back to something that...
Okay, very very briefly, because we've got about a minute left.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
He says no one's asking for it. Texas has asked for it, and there's a private concern that is taking some low-level waste there now. This, you know, the bottom line here is Harry Reid, when they were trying to pull the funding for the Obamacare, said it's the law, get over it. And that's all we're saying. It's the law. Get over it. Let's follow the law.
Dan Chinoffin is the Nuclear Waste Liaison with the Nye County Commission, and Phil Clavark is Program Manager for the Clark County Nuclear Waste Division. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.